What it is, this is Tyrus and Timp.
Hi. Hello. Hi. Which one do you like the best?
One more time.
Hi. Hello. Hi. Or what about this?
What about like greetings?
Hello. Yeah. I don't know. I'll work on it at home.
I think Cheems might have a problem with the hello. It's a little too close. He might, you know.
Well, I do spend a lot of time around Cheems.
Yeah, but Cheems is very litigious, so
yeah,
he's not afraid to sue.
That's true.
Character infringement, big deal. Speaking of suing, we got a couple of like real world topics I guess we could knock out. I'm actually interested to get your take on this before we talk about the real disgusting crime. The U.S. Women's National Soccer Team. I know it's hard to remember this with all the political and all the
stuff.
They actually won the World Cup.
There was a game where they played and they won.
Is this a problem, Kat? All athletes have a right to be citizens and be good citizens, and I'm always for positively like using. You can use your stardom for civil issues. I'm all for that, but was this too much?
It just, you know, everyone has their right. It's not too much. Did I find it annoying? Yes, I did.
I guess because as an athlete, here's my thing about equal pay. Here's the word equal, okay? Yes, statistically, it looks like that race has kind of caught up. It looks like women are making, in certain fields, are doing better than men.
Yeah.
And they also keep their jobs longer and they get more promotions. When you say the word equal pay, it should be for equal product. And this is where I get a little – now, soccer might be different. But if you were to take the NBA and the WNBA and you would make an argument, there needs to be equal pay. But it's not an equal product. There's the attendance because attendance dictates
pay. I think equal pay for equal product.
Yeah. So
I'm a capitalist. Let the market decide.
Yeah. If there's 200,000 fans at a women's soccer game and they make less at men and there's 150,000, they should make more money. That's fair. But I think when it comes down to we deserve equal pay, okay, well, let's break the numbers down and see if you really do. Now, and I'm sure I'll get a lot of flack for that, but like I think when it comes to sports, it comes down to how many
meow
you put in the seats and how many people buy your stuff. And if the number is similar to men's soccer, they probably – I'm willing to bet they draw a lot better than the U.S. men's soccer
team. Men's soccer team, you suck.
They're not good. You're fair.
You're
that's
not
a fair
good
assessment.
At your job.
That's a fair assessment.
I don't know, Jack. About sports, and I've heard about how bad you suck. That's how bad you suck.
Yeah, like they missed the World Cup last time. So
you missed the World Cup last time.
So, I think in this argument, but then you have to look at the men play professional soccer, and they make a lot of money on the professional soccer leagues in Europe and stuff like that. Where the guys, I mean, it's the biggest sport in the world. So these guys make crazy amounts of money because they have crazy amounts of fans and sponsorships. Like people was talking about NFL contracts and NBA contracts, nothing compared to some of the soccer contracts that are out there.
So, well, Cheens had a really hard time with what happened because, as you know, Cheens is a very proud American, so he was really happy to see the women win. But then they started slamming Donald Trump, and he's, as you also know, a very, very huge, fervent MAGA kitty.
Yeah,
he is
hardcore.
The most MAGA kitty that there ever was. MAGA kitty.
His ID tag is actually MAGA he's ever found.
He always asked me to call him MAGA. I said, Cheens, that's not your name. Enough about the drama at home.
As far as like, if you don't like the president, cool. I get it. But when you win a championship, it should be about the celebration of the championship. And this is when teams are invited to the White House, I always think it's about the White House.
Yeah.
Whomever is there, good, bad, or indifferent, it shouldn't really matter because it's about the journey. Like when you look back 20 years from now, or when you're not playing sports anymore, and there's the team picture of the championship you won with your teammates and your coaches and people they probably won't even, you know, as life goes on, you know, people move around and you'll look at that picture and be like, that's the year we won, went to the White House when we won the World Cup. I think that's what it should be more about than, because it's not really going to matter what president is standing there holding the jersey. It really, I don't think it matters. It's not like it's going to change who you are if you honor going to the White House. I mean, it's the White House. So think about the presidents before. Find ones you like. Go stand next to his picture. You know, but I think the message, I get it. You, politically, you were out. Good for you for your voice. But when it turns into, like, we're not even talking about you won the World Cup anymore. And it's every soundbite mainstream media can get trying to get someone to say something disparaging about the president of the United States, I think you lose a little bit of the glimmer and the shine for all your fans. Because some of your fans actually probably like the president.
Yeah. So I, like Jeans. Like,
yeah, Jeans. I think Taylor Swift does it the best, you know, in terms of like she's everybody's favorite in terms of marketing and stuff because she stays out of it.
No, she started getting into it, though.
A little bit, yeah. She did a little bit with the thing in, was it Virginia or whatever? But there was, I also think she had a good cause in that particular situation. But mostly, she doesn't really come out and bash people. But anyways, yeah, let's move on to the real disgusting story. So again, I'm just getting too old because I don't believe we make adults anymore in this world. I don't think there's adults anymore. I think we just have children. People aren't people anymore. You can't say anything. You can't do anything. You can't be a human being anymore. And now just being stupid and doing what they call pranks to be on the internet is more important than anything else. They're going into the grocery stores, licking ice cream and putting it back on the shelf.
You are sick if you're out there doing this. You are a sick, sick. Go learn to play the trombone. Okay.
Wow, there you go. That's a skill set.
Go learn if you want to move your tongue around for a hobby. Might I suggest the trombone?
Or try buying the ice cream.
You can lick the ice cream you buy.
Do a spoonless challenge.
If it belongs to you.
With the heater on in your car.
A general rule of life is if it belongs to you, you can lick it. If it doesn't belong to you.
You should not.
You should
not.
We
do not condone licking things that don't belong to you or other people's property
don't,
or other people.
Other people's husbands. Yeah, yeah. Don't lick other people's ice cream or other people's husbands or wives.
I think that's something that has to be in written consent. Yeah. I think there has to be a clear understanding, like, it's okay if you lick my face. I think that needs to be, because that's something you can't get back if there's a misread. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, and, you know, when I was, for many, 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 many years ago, I had dated someone who was very, like, very affectionate and liked to, like, kiss a lot and stuff, right?
Was it a lion cub?
No, but it was kind of similar to that because they're a face licker, and like they licked you, and
so
I just remember.
So it was a lion cub.
No, a lion cub I'd forgive. It was a grown woman, and I just never got over that. Like, she just licked my face. Why would she do that? And some people think it's seductive. I thought it was gross. Like, and it's like, it leaves that mark, too. Like, you have that dried saliva on the, it doesn't go away. So, yeah. They have it listed as a felony. You think it should be a felony? It's tampering
with
food.
She's facing decades in prison, which I have a problem with because people murder other people and they don't always do that much time. And I did the math here. You know, we have to stick to the math. Being murdered is approximately bagajillion to billionjillion times worse than eating licked ice cream. I'd rather eat ice cream that this nasty brute of a creature, I'm not even gonna, I mean, what a brute that did this, that licked the wrong ice cream.
What if she had a disease and she was spreading it by licking
that? Exactly.
And you ate it?
Which could be murder. Which could be murder. Do we have an organ? I'll try. Which could be murder. Which.
Dun, dun, dun.
Thank you.
Which could be murder.
Because that's that you didn't think about that, yeah. Like they're passing hoof and mouth disease.
Oh, I got a good one.
Go.
Speaking of murder. Oh yeah, yeah.
A retired jockey died when she fell onto an eco-friendly metal drinking straw, which impaled her eye.
Murdered by a straw.
And it's supposed to be good on ecology. It's supposed to be good for the environment. Not for Homo sapiens, though. It's a killer.
Elena Struthers Gardner, 60, who was known as Lena, suffered brain injuries in the accident at her home in England. She was carrying a mason jar-style drinking glass with a screw-top lid in her kitchen when she collapsed. The 10-inch stainless steel straw entered her left eye socket and pierced her brain. Her death has led to a coroner warning that metal drinking straws should never be used with a lid that fixes them in place and, quote, great care should be taken while using them.
So we've saved some sea turtles and now a woman is dead.
Wow, she died the same way as the bad guy did in the Batman Joker movie with the pencil trick. He stuck a pencil in the desk and he's like, want to see a magic trick? And he rammed the guy's. What a way. You have to. That's a lot of force.
Ugh, I don't want to die
that way.
What did
she collapse from? Maybe she was dying on the way down. She was 60. She was a jockey. That's years of just riding horses, being bucked and thrown off. Like, I mean, there's got to be some other. It was a short fall, too. I mean, she was a jockey, so chances are we're talking like Greg Gutfeld height, you know, like 4A-ishness with really high heels with Velcro straps on that he makes us look at. You can actually catch his Velcro shoes Saturday night.
At 10 p.m. only on Fox News Channel.
But, wow. Now, I did a little straw testing myself on the daily briefing with Dana Perino, which is, you know, Monday through Friday at 2 p.m.
You can
Fox
catch Tyrus every
Friday.
Single Friday.
Yep, a staple. For like 7 seconds. But I'm still there. And we tried macaroni straws. Pasta straws.
I don't like that.
Pretty good.
I don't care for that. I want a plastic straw.
No,
give me a plastic straw. Plastic straw. Plastic straw. Plastic straw. Plastic straw.
There, it's too many bad things are happening with plastic in our oceans. And it's not us, unfortunately.
It's not us, though.
It's
and
China,
then only a very small percentage of that is straws.
But a natural, easy. I actually, in fact, tested the pasta straw with a shake, and I even waited. So I'm going to wait like 30 minutes to see if it turns into a noodle. And it stayed hard. It was good. Like, it was good. But I'm wondering, could the pasta straw be just as deadly? Because it is hard. Like, you know, paper straws are a horrible idea. They don't hold up. They don't last long. And I think a lot of waiters and waitresses are very smug when they hand you the paper straw. Like you're supposed to acknowledge it. Like, oh, wow, paper straw. Thank you so much.
Oh, here's your trophy.
You're incredibly insightful.
Here's a turtle that you saved for you.
So I'm not really. God, did it die? Like, she didn't even see it coming. You know, like, or maybe she did. Like,
she saw it.
Yeah, like. I just feel like it said she collapsed. She's, you know, you sure it's not a I've fallen and I can't get up moment here? Like, you know, the lights went out and she just, because that's a hard fall. I mean, no hand, no, well, she was short. Her little hand, whoa, oh no. You know, she put her hands out. That's human, that's nature, Mother Nature. You fall forward, you put your hands out. So her hands weren't long enough.
Well, they're saying it was something to do with the straw being fixated in one place. Like,
right, but still, if the straw is fixated on the ground and she's falling on the cup, I'm trying to. Oh, let's pretend this
she
microwave.
She had it in her hand.
She had it in her hand, and she's falling, and she went. That's crazy. That's a horrible way to die.
Speaking of a horrible way to die, pizza place.
Actually, that's pretty good.
Reddit picked up a thread about family drama at a pizza place in Massachusetts this week. In a Facebook post, Jamal Alkatan from ABC Pizza wrote, "Many people have been wondering why we've been closed for the past few weeks. It's a long and complicated story, but I'll do my best to simplify it. The bare truth is that the business was stolen from me and my father attempted to murder me in the restaurant." There was a longer post about the family quarrels that... about family quarrels that led up to the incident, but it looks like the father is now running ABC Pizza.
With an iron fist. I brought you into this world, boy. I'll take you out. And I'm taking your pizza, too. Grown-ass man. That's what you do? You go on social media? Hey, guys. We've been closed for the past few weeks because my dad was trying to kill me. And so he's now taking over the business. So if you could unfriend him, any of my friends on Facebook, if you could just hit the unfriend button on him, I'd really appreciate it. That's where we're at. There are no more adults in the world. There's what?
Let's
call
just
the police.
Say, if you have children, don't try to murder them. You know, listen.
Let's not
that's
be so
really
hesitant.
Bad.
Let's just, it depends.
That's really bad. I remember one time I went through something kind of similar when I was in the eighth grade, and my dad wouldn't let me go see Blink-182 with my friends Amanda and Lauren.
Nor should he.
And I died inside. So okay, in a way, it was worse because he did kill my spirit.
No, you did. By not No, he didn't say you're not going or I'm going to kill you.
He said you're not going, and then I died spiritually.
Okay, but this guy's dad apparently told him I'll kill you, and he took him for real. But again, maybe you're right. Maybe this is more closer than your situation where his dad said, listen, you're not doing good at this business. I'm taking over. You're done. Oh, you're just killing me. You're just killing me then. Yeah, so be it. Whatever, son. Like, it was probably his dad's business to begin with. He let him run it for a while, and the son ran it into the ground and was – he turned it around. Okay, you know what, Devin? There's a little button there. Okay, please explain it to me. Thank you, Devin.
I was playing charades.
Yeah, I saw that.
It's the other way around. So the longer – I read the longer post, and it basically said that there was a bunch of family arguments and that the father was kind of crazy and he had been running it into the ground, and then he – I don't know. It was hard to follow, but, you know, it was a back and forth, and the son was trying to work on it, on things, and then he got kicked out after he tried to murder him, and now the dad's running the whole business.
So he tried to murder him. Now, what does try to murder mean? Knife in hand, gun fired?
He said he wouldn't go into much detail in the post, but that he had his arms strangling him and stuff.
So he got in a fight with dad. Dad choked him a little bit. That's where we're at. You know how to throw a punch?
It was his words, attempted murder.
Yeah, okay. All right, yeah, all right. Okay, everything's attempted murder now. You have an argument with somebody now, it's verbal assault. So, you know, I hope this just, where are we in the world to where it's very simple. I once had a disagreement with a stepfather when I was 16. It didn't go his way. Went horribly wrong for him, and we never had an issue again. I mean, I abruptly moved out, but I'm just saying, like, it just when the son challenges this is like the law of the jungle here. You got in a fight with dad and you lost. That's basically what happened. He whooped you, and then, like, wow. So this is where we're at. Call the police, man. Someone tries to kill you, call the police. You don't tell them on him on social media. He tried to kill me. Okay, where's the detective? That's a pretty strong statement. You know, speaking of, I don't even know where. Kat, help me here. I'm trying to understand. This is a man. I don't get it.
Speaking of
men.
No.
Oh. Is that good with you guys?
I'm good. That was pretty good. Yeah. Nice time. I mean, you had two in a row, Kat. This one, Devin with the assist.
Yeah. Meow.
But I'm not going to step it up because I'm not.
Police in Tennessee say a man told officers he drunkenly broke into a nature center and tried to play fetch with a bobcat, accidentally allowing the creature to escape. 21-year-old Caden Malia told police that he had been drinking when he broke into the Reflection Riding Arboretum and Nature Center. He used a rock to break into Evie the bobcat's cage and tried to play fetch with her, but she escaped. A skinnier and slightly wounded Evie later returned to her cage. Melia was cited in lieu of an arrest on charges of criminal trespassing and vandalism.
Okay, first of
I
all.
I totally understand this. Have you ever seen a bobcat? Even when you're sober, they are cute as.
They're not.
Yes, they are so cute. They are so cute. I just want to spoon one and snuggle one and scratch this little bobcat ears.
Yeah, but this guy's a. What's his Caden? Caden, if you're out there. You're a dumb. Cats don't play fetch. Cats
that is
are smart.
True.
You want to play fetch? Try a fox next time, okay, bro? Canines play fetch. You walk and throw a ball at a cat, he'll do this. He'll look at it go by and look at the door open and be like, excuse me, I'm out. Because why? It's a cat. It's a bobcat in captivity. You open the door, it's going to run out into the woods. Bobcats are – I actually know someone who has a bobcat as a pet. And they said, like, yeah, they're loving, but you have to deal with some serious scratching. Like, your furniture was not going to look the same. And when they spray, they spray. Like, they're very – you have to really be into the outdoors to have a bobcat as a pet. But it's actually big in the Midwest. There's more people that are starting to have bobcats and bobcat hybrids as pets. But all of them know, anyone knows – When you get
home, don't play fetch.
Go home with Cheems tonight, play fetch. Well, first of all, he'll say, how dare you bring him to a dog's level, and he'll probably end up in court, so probably don't do that.
Right.
But, I mean, that's just number one, no. That's no. Everyone knows you bring a laser light in a bobcat's cage and do the laser light with him, or a catnip, or the little fishing thing with the feathers on the end of it. Like, cats like that stuff. You know, that might have worked. If you brought like a nice little, like something with catnip on it and give him something to chase around, the cat would probably play with you then a little bit. But fetch, do your homework, bro. Like, this was a wasted crime.
Speaking of animals.
Yeah, because it's a snake.
Police say a woman, 29-year-old Hilmarie Moreno Barreros, stole a vehicle after throwing a snake. Yes, actually, there was a note in it that said that her real name is pronounced Hilmarie.
Well, just living up to it, huh?
She stole a vehicle after throwing a snake at the driver, then crashed through barricades set up for a pole vaulting exhibition in South Carolina. Authorities say Barreros demanded a woman's keys and threw a live black snake at her. They say she then drove the stolen SUV with the snake still in it into the barriers. She's charged with carjacking, malicious damage to property, and five traffic violations. Police say the snake wasn't venomous and was released in the nearby woods.
So this is the second story we've covered where someone's used a reptile as a weapon.
Reptiles are living things. They are not a means to your disgusting ends. Listen, you hear that, America?
So she threw the snake at her and the lady got out of the car? Like ran from it and then she hopped in and the snake was in there with her? And then the genius crashed into a pole vault thing. Wow. That's any chance this was in Florida?
South Carolina.
It's okay, close. Close.
Beach of Devon. Beach of Devon. Sorry. I don't have many wins. So.
Where'd she get the snake from? Was she an outdoorsman? She caught a snake and like, now all I need is a car. Like, what the? Like, how did that work out? Was this like MacGyver moment where we need to get out of here? Give me a snake. All right. And then now, lady, pull over. Don't make me use this snake.
Yeah, you think of all the weapons, that one that's living and slithering would be more difficult than some of your other options.
And then she threw the snake on the woman, and then the woman got out and got out of the car towards the person. Because I feel like once she throws the snake, it's over. The snake's in the car. I guess if she was afraid of snakes, she's going to freaking scream. But then you're getting away from the snake and getting out of the car facing the person that threw the snake at you. I feel like you're almost better off being in the car.
Well, she might have done it. She might have thrown it through the other window or something.
Yeah. Okay. All right. There you go.
I'm just trying to think. You know,
because it's weird.
Like a criminal.
You know, like this is a brilliant crime. If she would have got away with it,
she could have gotten away with it. But you know,
you got to drive. Hence, you got to be able to. If you're going to steal a car, you should be able to drive it. Or if you're going to throw a snake, don't get in a car and realize I'm afraid of snakes too. Because I feel like that's what happened. She got in the car and she realized the crack wore it off for a second. And she was like, there's a snake next to me. And she crashed because the snake, you know, the snake didn't put his seatbelt on. So who knows where the snake went. Like this was this is somebody who's on the low totem pole of life and just doesn't think things through. I think, and again, we had someone throw an iguana like a dart at somebody. I believe there was somebody who stuffed an alligator in their pants, correct? Yes, yes, and had 65 turtles in a backpack. Yeah, we weren't doing All-Stars then, but that's
a whole team.
That's that woman with the alligator, we might want to think about a supplemental draft bringing her back in. Speaking of...
ill-advised things to do. The drug lady. Drug lady, that's a good one.
You know where I was going, though.
Where were you going? Do it.
I can still do it.
I want to hear it.
No, no.
All-Stars?
Yeah. Yes.
We talked about her last week, guys.
Yes.
We're talking about her again this week. It's Dr. Marijuana Pepsi Van Dyke.
Defies critics.
This was a woman who was born with the name Marijuana Pepsi. She's defied the bullies and critics to become a doctor after earning her PhD.
Can we get her on the show? Can we reach out to her?
I'll reach out. We'll see. Marijuana Pepsi Van Dyke, 46, has spent her entire life embracing the name her mother gave her, despite others pushing back against her. Van Dyke said her mother, Maggie Johnson, picked out her name when she was born and declared it would take her around the world. She has two sisters who are named Kimberly and Robin.
Uh-huh.
She said classmates made fun of her name growing up, and teachers and bosses tried to urge her to get it legally changed, but she refused. Despite people criticizing her mother for the name choice, Van Dyke says she credits her for helping her become the strong woman she is today. Marijuana Van Dyke.
I love this story. Like I love this story, and I love the fact that, yeah, you know what? The norms don't always work, because I'd love to know what Kimberly and Robin are doing. Like, we don't hear them. There's not Dr. Kimberly and Dr. Robin.
That there may be.
I think it would have said that she came from a family of learned doctors. Then it wouldn't be so
learned
exciting.
Learned doctors.
So it wouldn't be so exciting. But I think it's great that anyone that has a name like this, that the fact that she did not end up selling marijuana.
Or Pepsi.
Or working for Pepsi. I mean, because that's a no-brainer. I love it so much, I got named after it. You know, that would have helped.
It did say in the article she's never tried marijuana before.
But she's tried Pepsi, though, so she's kind of a hypocrite. Kind of a hypocrite, right? I don't try marijuana, but you try Pepsi? Yeah, actually, I did. So that's, you know, well, I guess at the time it was illegal, so she's a stickler for the rules, which, again, somebody with a name like Marijuana Pepsi.
Generally not going to be a rule follower.
Yeah,
you would think generally you'd want to rebel against the world, say, my mom named me Marijuana Pepsi. I'm going to start doing drugs when I'm 11. But nope, not Dr. Nope. Marijuana Pepsi.
You know, and it goes to the opposite for parents. Here's, I actually applaud her mother by giving a name to where the bar was low.
Mm-hmm.
The bar was pretty low. Marijuana Pepsi. Part-time stripper on the day shift, repeat felon, and habitual snake thrower carjacker.
Yeah.
I think would all be all right. Well, no one would be surprised, right? No one would be surprised. And not only did she far surpass that, she's a freaking doctor, okay? She's apparently just off this. She doesn't have a criminal record. I'm assuming there's no evidence to support that. We don't know about Kimberly and Robin. But how about the parents who name their kids outrageous names that they think are just going to be so successful? And it's nothing more embarrassing when you pull up to, if you walk into a McDonald's and you go to order and the name tag says Porsche on it, you know, or Cadillac, Diamond, which usually the girls named Diamond work at a different establishment. I'm not even really sure that's their real name. And if it is, shame on you, but... You know, winner. Like, they name them like they're racehorses. Where they give their kids, like, ridiculous.
Reality winner, yeah.
Yeah, like, they give them Fiucci Pegasus. Well, I had a friend in college who was from Afghanistan, and his name was Messiah. And I was like, what did your dad do? And he's like, he drove a taxi. I'm like, the balls on that guy. Like, you're going to go from taxi driver to Messiah? I mean, that's, you know, let's keep it in the realm of, like, maybe he should have named you, like, Pilot.
My name's Catherine.
Which is a traditional name.
So everyone knows.
Tyrus is, like, the head demon in the Bible. Yay. Learned that from a guy who couldn't wait to tell me that in the airport. That was fun. He's like, you know where the name Tyrus comes from? Like, my mother's mouth. Several minutes after I was born. My middle name? No. No, it was the devil's number one demon. Oh, how'd that work out for him? Where is he now? What's he doing now? Apparently, there was a demotion. He got
meow.
Kicked by. Well, this is more cats, you know, area of expertise, but things didn't go well. But you were named. Was there another Catherine in your family?
Mm-mm.
They just came up with it.
Mm-hmm.
Is it common in Polish culture, Catherine? Because that's, well, it's
Kasia, I believe. Is
Kasia?
The,
oh, okay,
is
so
Catherine
if you went to,
Polish.
And I've been to Poland. I wrestled in Poland. Great country.
Oh yeah.
And. Yeah, big. You know what? That was the one place where I felt most comfortable because there was a lot of dudes I could make eye contact with. A lot of big-shouldered. They liked wrestling a lot. And like I was like, well, half the audience tonight could probably get a job. They apply. I mean, it was just nothing but big shouldered jack guys watching a wrestling show. So it was kind of cool. Usually when you travel to different parts of you, everybody's real small and dainty and stuff. But there was some big dudes out there. I was like, wow, there's a lot of big dudes around here. A lot of powerlifting's big out there. So it was kind of cool. But you know, I think when you name your kids, you have to think within reason. And you know, I also think you should have the right to change the name of your kids. Like, you know, like maybe you named your child, like there's a lot for a while, long time, there was a lot of names. Like there was like naming their King. And there was, yeah, I know I went to high school with a guy named King. And there was, oh, it means chosen one. And they have like in different languages and stuff like that. Like at some point, if your kid's not making it, you should be allowed to change the name to Eh, or I tried, or can't get right. Those are what nicknames are for, you know? So, what'd you say, Devin? Share with the group.
I said, or just like John.
Yeah,
just change it to like John.
John Smith.
You went from King to John.
John.
You know,
Joe.
A demotion.
Shorten it up.
Jonathan.
You know, I think you can, but I applaud this, and I hope we can get. Now, she's on our all-star team, which means we have a.
She's the captain.
Yeah, you know what? I have to say, she
can
she's
always.
A doctor.
She's not always going to be the captain. She's currently the captain.
But I don't think she would join the team.
No.
Because she's the only one on the team that has her together. We have a cracked out security or a attack squirrel.
Meth out squirrel.
We have.
This is our lineup, guys. Yeah, who do we have? We've got the methed out attack squirrel. We've got Pokemon Go.
Yep.
Drug guy.
Yeah.
We have a drug dealer.
The drug dealer.
A squirrel who is on drugs. And a woman named after drugs.
It is just the all-star TNT lineup.
We have to get away from putting drugs in our all-star lineup because I think it's sending the wrong message.
To the children. I give
but
you guys a lot
great.
Of different.
Yeah, you do, but you stars
pick,
stand
you guys
out.
Are picking
like,
them.
You know, this week I'm stuck. I'm just because there's just the snake throwing woman. I mean, that's pretty. I mean, she just went in the woods, came out with a snake, and stole a car. You know, then there's the. The only guy I know that's not on the list is the pizza guy. I'm sorry. You saying your dad's trying to kill me is the reason why you're not running the store on social media. To me, he doesn't get it done. That doesn't pass the smell test. You got to get it together. Then can we have a deceased all-star? I mean, pretty amazing to kill yourself with a straw. I mean,
there's no rules. She can be on our all-star team.
Even though she's obviously a coach's decision. Scratch. I mean, because she... You know,
so is that your decision?
She's gone. I don't know, Kat. What do you think?
Which one's gone?
Straw lady.
Oh, she's gone. Yeah.
Oh, you know what though? Wait a minute. Last minute entry. Stop the press. We cannot because I love this story because I am a big fan of mountain goats and Colorado. I love Colorado. It's one of my favorite places. And this. The goats might be the star. We might have to add the goats doing unnatural things.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife urged people who hike Mount Evans, a peak in the Rocky Mountains, to, quote, do their part in helping keep wildlife wild by not feeding any animals they encounter and keeping a safe distance from them. Officials said mountain goats have been observed in the area throughout 2018, quote, licking vehicles for the salt on them, putting heads inside open car windows, running toward the sound of crinkling food wrappers, running towards people holding food, entering restrooms and tolerating large groups of people, taking
selfies
and videos from unsafe distances.
They're getting their IG on.
The Colorado agency explained the goat's behavior is probably because of their experience being close to humans, whether being fed or being close to them while them taking photos. Those are goats.
Yeah.
In an attempt to curb the problematic interactions between the goats and humans, Parks and Wildlife says it started reinstating the natural fear of humans by using hazing tactics on the wildlife, including sound and direct contact from tasers, cattle prods, paintball guns, and a canine officer to, quote, haze offending animals away from people and cars, unquote.
I disagree with that wholeheartedly.
None of this behavior is weird.
No, but see, this is what's wrong with the media today. They said that, and I guarantee, when I read the story, I was like, goats are trying to get it on with people. Like, I literally thought, oh, man, goats going a little too far. You think that? You didn't think, Devin, you didn't think that? Unnatural behavior. Either that or the goats were having seances outside the park, conjuring up spirits from past. I mean, unnatural human behavior. Really? They're being goats. The people that should be tased and shot at are the people who are doing this.
Plus, I used to eat salt off the ground as a child.
It's actually because you
were... So it's understandable.
Yeah, because the goats need it. Actually, it's a big thing for them. They have to come down off the mountain to go find salt licks by the rivers, and it's actually a dangerous trek for them because the wolves and coyotes and mountain lions and wolverines wait on them because they have to go, and the babies a lot of times drowned crossing the river. If you guys check out Hostile Planets, thank you, Devin. You know, Moms is working hard to get to that salt lick. So when we dropped it, because people don't like to walk on ice, because you go up to a mountain now and everything has to be done for you. It's like Mount Everest, where the guide basically carries you on your back so you can climb Mount Everest without doing any actual work and get people killed to say you could climb Mount Everest. Now they're doing things where they have to put down the stuff you put in your driveway when it snows and ice is up that helps melt the ice and stuff like that, and the goats lick it up because they no longer have to go down and deal with the predators because they're seeing it wherever they see it and they get it. And then people, because everybody's a social media junkie, can use snacks and treats. This is a problem with in Yosemite with deer, stuff like that. There was actually a deer in the news the other day that just walked out at the lake and was taking selfies and pictures with everybody, and everyone was having a great time and then walked back in the woods after it got enough free food. Like, animals are figuring this out, but it's people that have to be responsible. You know, you shouldn't haze that they're shooting at, because the other side of it is there's also bad people out there that who are going to learn, figure it out. Or I can make a crinkling sound, a goat will come near me, and I can do something bad to it. So people just need to be more responsible. But
respect the goats.
But what a kind of a letdown story, though.
The goats were just doing normal meow. I was expecting them to start levitating.
Yeah, unnatural. Yeah. Like goats wearing outfits. Like, how
that
the
they
hell?
Knitted themselves.
Yeah. There's a weird goat with a fur jacket on. Everyone's like, but he already has a fur coat. Like, why is he wearing a jacket? He's just being too much. He's flossing.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Or the goats all of a sudden are like, build the wall. Like, they're just doing all kinds of, you know?
That's just Cheens. Build your wall. Cheens, how did you get here?
You know, it's funny that they just, it's always, this is what's wrong with the media. They put these headlines out all the time. These flash headlines where you're like, oh, what the hell happened? And then you read the story and you're like, what? The goats are being goats and people are taking advantage of it so they can get a damn picture. So it should be irresponsible people putting goats' lives in danger at Colorado Mountain.
But which one's going to make you click on it?
Exactly. And that's the problem. Because it's not just goats that get a bad deal. People's lives are ruined sometimes because of a flashy thing and no one bothers to read the actual story or check a source or whatever, or realize the entire story is bullshit.
Ah!
Like, they don't, because we run into a thing where it's all about the title. And this is another one of those stories.
Clickbait culture.
Thank you.
That's
great call, Kat.
Clickbait culture.
Thank you. Or is it clickgate? Because it's a controversy.
All right, we're back with All Stars. Have we picked one yet, guys?
I'm going to pick with the guy that freed the bobcat.
Okay, you know what? I'm with you.
Bobcat boy?
Yeah.
We're going with Bobcat boy.
You know, like, getting wasted normally results in, like, falling asleep on a pile of cheeseburgers, you know, wrappers. Not freeing
rolling around in popsicles.
Exotic.
Yeah.
I was sober when I was rolling around in those popsicles.
Wow, did not know that. Wow.
Yep. And what did we learn today?
Well, we learned that you should not throw snakes to steal cars.
Snakes are not... Reptiles are not weapons, America. They are not weapons. They are living creatures.
Because they'll turn on you. And you end up crashing in the car. Two, no metal straws. I don't care how shiny.
Mm-hmm.
Just no.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're gonna lick ice cream, keep it on a cone.
Yeah. Your own cone.
Yeah, boom. Or if somebody shares.
Yeah, consensually.
I don't share milk or dairy
products.
No. Is that a whole other level of love to where you guys
I'm
are?
Not. I'm not even in that kind of love.
No. Yeah.
All right, we're ready to button it.
We're ready to zip it up.
Zip it up.
Oh, man.
You've been listening. I'll start it off. You've been listening to Tyrus and Tim.
Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. And for more podcasts, go to foxnews.podcast.com and rate and review the podcast. What did I just do there? You know what? Because I have it memorized. I've said it memorized and read it at the same time. What have we learned? You don't have to read it if you memorize it. So don't take that out because I'm going to fix it right now. For more podcasts, go to foxnewspodcast.com because I memorized it and read it at the same time. Could never do that again if I tried. She's the Tim. I'm the Tyrus. Devin.
Enough said.
Take us home.